USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral with another 60 little satellites for the company's Starlink internet service.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff. Vehicle's pitching downrange.
It's the fourth Starlink launch overall, the second this year, for the fledgling internet service. The impeachment of President Trump in the Senate moving to what could be an especially contentious phase today as senators begin questioning House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators from both parties will submit written questions to the Chief Justice John Roberts, and Roberts will then read the questions aloud. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
A plane carrying 200 Americans from Wuhan, the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, is now on its way to the March Air Reserve Base in Riverside, California. The plane made an overnight refueling stop in Alaska, the state's chief medical officer saying everyone on board received a clean bill of health. President Trump was cheering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for cursing out a reporter for National Public Radio.
That's impressive.
That was very impressive, man. That reporter couldn't have done too good a job on you yesterday, huh? I think you did a good job on her, actually.
The number rises again. The Pentagon now is saying at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries in that Iranian missile strike earlier this month. Initial reports right after the missile strike were that there were no American deaths and no American injuries. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Out promoting her upcoming memoir titled Open Book, pop star Jessica Simpson really opens up about her struggles with alcoholism, discussing some of the difficult issues in an interview that aired this morning on NBC's Today Show.
I had started a spiral, and I couldn't catch up with myself. I was just, like, spiraling, chasing my tail. And that was with alcohol.
Her memoir hit shelves on February 4th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pointing out the work of Democrats in the U.S.-Mexico-China trade agreement that President Trump is signing this morning. She said that what the president is signing is a lot better because Democrats added protections for labor as well as the environment. Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson is praising Kobe Bryant as a great husband, father, and basketball player. Johnson spoke about the former Lakers superstar who died in a helicopter crash Sunday morning on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. Johnson said he and Bryant were committed to basketball, married to winning, but also to playing the game the right way. Warren Buffett's company Berkshire Hathaway is selling its 31 newspapers for $140 million to Lee Enterprises. Buffett had called himself a newspaper addict and began buying them in 1977 when he purchased the Buffalo News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.